Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Football Ramble Preview Show, sponsored by Betway. Harry Kane scored again, and Liverpool faced Chelsea this weekend. It's Friday, 27th of August. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Luke Moore.
And I'm Pete Donaldson.
Here we go. It's Friday and we're feeling good, Luke Moore.
Friday feeling, baby. How you feeling, Diggory Donaldson?
I'm all right. It's Friday, so I'm having a nice time. Off to Bristol this afternoon.
Oh yeah. What's that in aid of?
Don't say that.
It's what do you mean?
Bristol Town Centre will go crazy.
I'm going to knock some statues into the river.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah.
Nice one.
What are you actually doing in Bristol?
None of your business.
Okay,
none of your beeswax.
Fair
I
enough.
Noticed that you were in a practice room last night on your Instagram, Lukey Moore.
Yeah,
that's
I was.
Exciting.
I was, yeah.
When's the album coming?
I don't know yet.
What I like about practice rooms is the drums always look like absolute shit.
Yeah, everything. Well,
disgusting.
Yeah, everything is a bit like that. But I don't want to disrespect the people at the Realistic Music Academy, which is actually what it's called.
Okay. Cool.
When you said it was a practice room, I thought you meant at the GPs.
I think everyone else did as well.
Yeah, exactly. But no, Luke is going to produce some fine music, everybody.
That's not happening.
Gentlemen,
it's happening.
We're giddy because we've just been sucking up some of that Europa Conference League action from last night. And my goodness, it fills you with joy. It fills you with all sorts of
because it's not even the tournament proper.
No,
that's what gets me excited about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I was so excited I could have ridden Charlie Kane's motorbike all around the neighbourhood last night at 2 in the morning, Pete.
revving it up.
Yeah.
Harold Kane is back.
Yeah.
Back among the goals. It is official now. Nuno Espirito Santo said that Harry Kane is 100% committed to Spurs and that it's time for everybody to move forward. Although Kane does like to drop deep sometimes.
He does. Do you know that his name's not actually Harold? He's christened Harry.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So, okay. I mean, it's fine to... I'm sure he won't be offended.
It's never stopped me before from making up a nickname for somebody.
That is very much true. So H is sticking around, apparently.
That's right.
I was kind of interested to see what the reception would be when he first got turned out properly and after all this stuff happened. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to glean that because no one gives a shit about the Conference League. But we will find out on Sunday, I think, a little bit more accurately.
You know when people used to say, and some people may do, but some people used to say, I don't really care about the Europa League. And then it gets to sort of the quarterfinals stage and all those things. You've got some big teams in there. Do you think we'll still have that with the Conference League? Or do you think like the final will happen and people will be like, oh, who won it? Sorry,
I think with the Europa League, you could probably do some kind of algorithmic basis for the tournament and run it on coefficients until like the semi-final. Right? And I don't know if anyone would miss it.
No.
And so with the Conference League, I think the Conference League is a bit like quite a cool old copy of a magazine.
Yep.
Like you loved
Punch.
Back in the... Yeah, not quite that old. Back in the day.
I don't even know that.
And you found it and you were like, oh, this is pretty cool. I'll have a little flick through this again.
Yeah.
But you never noticed it was gone.
No,
yeah.
That's what would happen with the Europa, with the Conference League as well.
I think European football is just like a house party that's got out of control. Everyone's just popping in, popping out.
I wonder if people who look after the sponsorship for this show are wishing we would stop slagging off all the football competitions that we talk about.
No, but I'm not slagging it. To me, it's a bit like when people say, I'm not really interested in international football.
Yeah.
And then the tournament comes
around.
And then those wankers come out of their little cubby holes and they're wanting to get involved and buy tickets and that.
Yeah.
Whereas this is like, this is the qualification for the thing.
It's just watching a person reorganise some ducks.
Yeah.
So to push them into the canal.
You
getting your ducks in the row, pushing up the canal. There you go.
You Pete, presumably the Conference League is exactly your kind of football competition because it's for the people who...
It's for the suits.
A combination of smaller teams and teams who should be doing better but aren't.
Yes,
that's
lovely,
a bit of you, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit of you.
You only play the Europa Conference League twice.
Yeah.
One on the way up, one on the way down.
Yeah,
it's great to be back.
Exactly. But St Johnston are out, though.
They are.
They are, yes.
St John... I mean...
Are they out? How does it work? Because, like, is there another safety net?
I think this is one of the longest European campaigns the Scottish teams ever had. And they've still not... They haven't actually qualified for a main tournament.
We were trying to determine whether they were actually out of it all or do they get another go at some other...
If you look at it...
The Europa League Shield or something?
If you look at it in terms of calendar days, they're actually in Europe longer than Rangers were when they got to that final in the early 90s.
Is that right? It's a semi-final.
Semi-final, sorry, yeah.
Did you say that Celtic beat Izzet Alkmaar to get
on aggregate.
On aggregate.
Didn't win on the night.
But I'm very much enjoying the for Kyogo Furuhashi, his song, Kyogo Pumping Rangers.
That's nice.
It's a good song, isn't it?
That's what you were saying.
That is very good.
Joey Hart made an error, didn't he?
He did make an error. There was a few errors from Celtic quite early on in that game, which cost them two goals. Poor old Joe was involved. Of course, former Spurs Europa League goalkeeper, who's got pedigree in the tournament. But they managed to get there.
Oh, he made some good saves after that, to be
fair.
Well,
he will do. They're in the Europa League proper. As are Rangers, actually. So both the old firm are in. So it's nice to see them both happy.
I felt like, to go back to the Harry Kane thing, I felt like the statement he made, I know you guys alluded to it yesterday, but the statement he made felt to me like when it was being constructed in behind the scenes by all the different team that he has working for him.
This is all very funny, isn't it, Luke?
Yeah. I think this summer was like two non-negotiable words that had to be in there. Do you know what I mean? It felt to me quite significant that he said
this
summer.
We'll see a little bit later on. But now he apparently wants to renegotiate his fucking contract.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
you've seen the havoc I can wreak.
Like, I mean, how did that work out for you last time, Flyboy? Yeah.
You want to win this Conference League, you'll need me.
Yeah.
and you'll need me happy.
Yeah. And the office motorbike you rode in on, get out.
They are on the march. They are very much on the march. Elsa, did you see Royal Antwerp manager Brian Prisk promised his players he would do a press conference without clothes if they managed to qualify for the Europa League? They won on penalties, but he did the press conference with a towel around his waist.
Yeah, they've had a relatively poor start to the season, so maybe he just thought, I'll just do the towel, and then if I need to whip it off... everything. I've got the choice, haven't I?
But the thing is, though, it's one of those weird situations where you think, ah, that's a load of nonsense. You've mugged us off there. Take it off. And he takes it off and you're just looking at a naked man. You go, what am I asking here? Yeah.
I mentioned...
Put your clothes back on.
I mentioned the thing on the look at the picture recently where a guy at the FBI invented a testicle radio. Uh-huh. Right, it's where that you could secrete inside a fake testicle that looked photorealistic. It looked testicle realistic.
So I have to part with.
Put a radio in the testicles because nobody wants to search a man's unmentionable.
It's all he wants to talk about for a day.
But the most important thing was the man who invented it just basically went to the head of the FBI, said, "Right, Steve, come in here." And Steve just gets his knob out, and the FBI director just walks out. So, from the FBI director's perspective, a man just walked in, got his penis out, and the bloke just walked off. Which I find that dynamic delicious.
Yeah. Brian Priest used to play for Portsmouth. Does that have any interest?
Does that have any interest?
He got bombed out by Harry Redknapp.
I'm just wondering what kind of stations he can pick up through
his pop. Yeah.
Long wave, is it? Or something? I don't know.
Yeah. It was one of my more confusing afternoons, I'll be honest. Yeah. Because I wasn't fully, when Pete was telling the story, I wasn't fully convinced he got it right.
Yeah. Right.
But I mean, there you go. Perhaps you have. And, we should also mention that Gary Lineker also made a similar promise. If Leicester will win the league. Do you remember?
Yeah. And I have a good authority spent most of the
time in the gym.
In the gym.
No, that's fair. I don't mind that.
Yeah. I mean,
he's in his 60s. I don't know if he was.
He's
at
not
the
in
time.
His 60s.
He is.
Lineker.
Yeah.
Is he?
Might have, at the time, he might have been late 50s.
Okay. He wore a pair of boxer shorts.
I'm quite sure he's about 60, 61.
And they were the baggiest boxer shorts. I haven't seen those since the 90s.
Yeah.
He wore a pair of Leicester City crested boxer.
Because he said he would be in his pants.
All right, he's just 60. Right. Fair enough. Right. So you're technically correct. So yes. I don't know why I just said it that way, but you are correct.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say it again.
He's in his 60s.
But he wasn't at the time.
No.
So we're both right.
Yeah.
Okay. But the Europa League and the Europa Conference League, the draws take place today.
Yeah.
But before recording, because we didn't want to miss out on that.
No.
We're having a Europa League and a Europa Conference League draw party. Yeah. You're all invited.
I know I'm banging this drum and sounding like a bit like a boring old man or whatever, but I can't imagine what the Europa League and the Europa Conference League draw is going to be like.
Well, mate,
it'll go on for fucking ages.
Get yourself down to Bristol City Town Centre where Pete's going to be doing the draw.
You're doing it. And you're sticking around till the Christmas lights.
Turn the Christmas lights on. Like doing the Europa League draw.
You did the Holloway Road Christmas lights once.
I did, yeah.
Because Alex Zane wouldn't turn up.
Yeah, I upset a lot of kids because Alex didn't turn up.
Look, there's a free plinth for you in Bristol to get. But the Champions League draw did happen.
Yeah, and it was a good one, actually.
It was a good one. Man City in a group with PSG and RB Leipzig, so they've a tough one. Man United, they get their pass, as always. Well done, them. Although I say that, they didn't work out very well last time. Liverpool are in a tough one. They are in a tough one. Atletico Madrid, Porto and AC Milan. I know it's not Ancelotti's AC Milan of the sort of 2007 vintage, but still.
The best fact to come out of this, and it is my favourite fact of the season so far.
This is an astonishing fact.
It's Milan. It'll be AC Milan's first ever competitive game at Anfield.
That is extraordinary.
What?
I don't know if it can be true.
Yeah, can that be true? We've been had there, haven't we?
It's
the
crazy
pedigree
fact
of those two sides in European competition. Yeah. In fact, Milan are what? Behind Real Madrid, they've won the most European Cups and most of Madrid. Well, not most. They've won it a lot recently. But Milan have an incredible pedigree in the European Cup / Champions
League. Oh, yeah, of course.
As do Liverpool as well. Yeah. Two highly decorated. But this is a bit like
Newcastle United. Well, you're stopping there. Newcastle United.
Continue,
please. They've played in it before.
They have played, beat Barcelona famously, didn't they?
But this was a bit like we're going back a few years now, when Brazil faced Germany in the 2002 World Cup. It was the first time they ever faced each other in the World Cup.
Wow.
Which, again, you can consider those two are the most two successful countries. I think they were at the time as well. They certainly are now. Maybe Italy, actually. Sorry. But two very successful countries that have been involved in, I think Germany have been involved in every World Cup, something like that. And it was the first time they'd ever met.
Is this going to be like when you add is it potassium permanganate to water?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. What happens? Just to explain to me what happens when you do that.
The magnesium ribbon goes bright.
Oh, no. Does it go purple? I can't remember. It does something surprising. I didn't realise that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And something crazy might happen. They might be completely allergic to each other.
Well, they might create a vortex to a different dimension.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, I heard Andy Brassel slagging off Sheriff yesterday.
That was disrespectful.
Yeah. What a bully.
Yes.
19 times, did he say?
Yeah, what a bully.
Yeah.
What a big bully.
He's got no respect for law and order.
No, he doesn't. Yeah.
Imagine the puns. Imagine the puns if Sheriff beat Real Madrid.
Yeah.
There's a new sheriff in town.
There's a real absolutely. Sheriff in town.
Yeah, exactly. All that exactly. kind of thing. A Real sheriff in town. Real like that. Yeah. yeah. Madrid, you see, sheriff beat Real Madrid. Maybe not
it's,
that one.
It's got it all. It's got it all. But it was good to see Harry Kane among the goals for Tottenham Hotspur. I think we can all agree. And by the
but
way,
that's the thing, isn't it, Marcus? He just scores goals. So all the narrative around him, all the chat, is he coming to training? Is he not?
Yeah.
As soon as he gets on the pitch,
just get the goals.
He just scores
goals. Just get the goals. Apparently, got a huge roar when his name was read out in the starting lineup. So that'll tell you. That'll tell you. But he's got to get amongst the goals, Peter, because there's competition for places. But I'm talking about England because Patrick Bamford's been called up.
Big Paddy Bamford.
Big BB.
He'll be going for him.
I'm pleased with Patrick Bamford, and I have to say, I think we might have mentioned it on Lions Watch in the summer. I think that Marcus, you and I both agreed that it was probably a bit early for him for the World Cup, despite the season he'd had. For the Euros because of the season he's had. We thought he could be a little bit, consider himself a little bit hard done by. But I felt like he probably would get a nod after they got the Euro cycle out of the way, because I think Southgate and Holland had a plan in place and Bamford that wasn't going to be a part of that. And it's not surprising, I don't think, to see him get the nod, because Southgate does do that thing, not in a patronising way, where he says, right, you've scored X amount of goals in the Premier League and you're English and you can offer this, this and this. We're going to give you a look. And I think Bamford massively deserves it.
Do you think, though, with the way... Because we often say with England, if Kane is not fit or he has an injury, then you probably put Dominic Calvert-Lewin, which is a very different type of forward. Bamford, of all the forwards England would have, would he be the more, slightly more similar to Kane? I know there are.
I think that's right.
Right, okay.
I agree with you, yeah. Okay. I think that's right. Be interesting to see. Presumably he's going to play at some point. I know it's World Cup qualifiers.
Yeah. Well, they've got Andorra in there, which is
a good
time to give someone like Bamford some minutes and so on. And Southgate likes to do that, doesn't he? Because if you get players to come in and they're more relaxed around the squad, they know the setup, just in case they do get a few injuries, then they're there, Peter. And Jay Lings is back because he knows the way they play.
Pete, what am I doing?
He hasn't played. Yeah.
Whoa.
He's throwing up the
Jay Lings symbol.
That is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
I saw a guy with a cap with the Jay Lings symbol on it on the tube about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Was it Jim Campbell?
It wasn't Jim.
Yeah.
I don't think it was Jim.
Was it Jay Cams?
Jay Cam, yeah, could have been.
Well done, Patrick Bamford and Jesse Lingard. We look forward to international football because it's going to be back soon, baby. But before it does, we have Premier League action, and it's Liverpool v Chelsea, Peter. It is a tasty one. The first clash between these two title contenders.
Yeah. I mean, Virgil would be like, I think I came back too early. I think, this one out, to be honest.
Feeling it.
But I'll tell you what, though, Van Dijk will be thinking, you think Lukaku's decent? All the chat, I'll show you how to marshal him.
Be a great battle.
It will be.
Be a fantastic battle.
Yeah.
So this is a real treat of football this weekend, because you've got Liverpool-Chelsea, but you've also got Man City-Arsenal, which I know we're going to talk about in a bit, but they're two real sort of highlight games for different reasons. Liverpool-Chelsea will be a real tussle, I think, and it's quite hard to call it, because obviously it's at Anfield. Man City Arsenal, not so much.
No.
Not so much.
It's an easy one to call, you would think.
I think so.
Yeah. Liverpool haven't lost a game since Jurgen Klopp stopped wearing his glasses.
But when was that, though? Do we know the exact date that happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if Pete lost his glasses, would he get better?
Well, that's true.
You should know. You need to know that, don't you?
My eyes wouldn't get better. My driving wouldn't get better.
It works out for Jurgen. The way that it's been phrased there is that he just didn't need them all along.
Oh, I should wear my glasses less. I've got contact lenses. I don't know why I don't use them.
Yeah.
But you don't want to poke things in your eyes that early in the morning, do you?
It's a conversation for you to have with yourself.
No. Okay. I don't want to do it here. This is my therapy.
Well, if you wore contact lenses and glasses, would it fuck everything up?
No, I could see really powerfully.
Like you see a telescope. Through people.
Yeah,
maybe that's the trick.
Yeah. Hey, you over there in the next village. But there's no horror in the world more than getting a new pair of glasses. It defines the face so much. So I understand that Klopp's just sort of going, I'm just going to get me face lasered instead of wearing glasses.
I always find something that slips under the radar with Jurgen, or always has done in the past, is that he always wears the glasses baseball cap combo.
Right.
Which kind of frames it in a slightly different way. And it makes it look like you can't really see half of his face at any time.
That's true, yeah. And anything could be going on under that hat.
I saw him on Sky Sports News the other day with no hat and no glasses, and I found it genuinely shocking. Well, it was like being 8 years old and your dad shaving his beard off.
Yeah, well, even Klopp himself said, I think my face is weird without glasses.
Taking a while to get used to it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I suppose. Of all the people. So he sees himself every day. It's a tactic that is working, but you can't deny, and you'd be foolish to do so. But he was talking about how he first met and came across Thomas Tuchel this week. Of course, he was watching an under-20s game between Dortmund and Tuchel's Mainz with his old sporting director, Christian Heidel. and he sung Tuchel's praises and Heidel hired Tuchel as Mainz's first team coach that summer.
I like that because it's been presented as this is the first time I met him, but what he's actually saying is I fucking sorted him out.
Yeah.
I gave him a job and he shouldn't forget that.
Yes, well, that is technically true. I probably would have got there by myself, thank you.
Oh, I reckon Klopp does the thing that people do. I don't know. You did it all yourself.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with me.
You're saying that's a lovely little mind game?
Yeah, I'll definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll mind game you.
You wait. You haven't seen mind games until you see Virgil van Dijk line up against Romelu Lukaku wearing Jurgen Klopp's glasses. Klopp doesn't need him anymore.
No, that's right.
They can't hurt van Dijk. I'd love to see van Dijk with a pair of the old Edgar Davids.
Yes.
And they turn out to be Jurgen Klopp's frames.
It's going
to
be great. It's going to be great. Good news for Liverpool, of course. Andy Robertson signed a new five-year contract this week. He said he'd be fit and ready for the Chelsea game after missing their two opening games. That's good news for Liverpool, of course. What about Chelsea's Kurt Zouma? He's set for a West Ham medical after a £25 million fee has been agreed.
Yeah, I didn't think they were going to agree terms.
I know, but it looks like it's happening. Mm. And David Moyes, you know, he's hopeful that they can improve on last season, Peter.
Mm.
Getting in big Kurt. Oh, I tell you what, Moyes is feeling positive.
Is it fair to say that West Ham are excellent at the moment, but one injury and they're done? and it ain't that part of the pitch that they're really risking their rep on.
Yeah, well, we shall see.
I think they wanted to move Zimmer on because they want to bring in Jules Koundé, don't they?
Yeah, I think that's probably it.
And that is an interesting signing as well. But I think, I mean,
balance the books these days, haven't you?
Apparently not. But I thought what I saw of Zouma last season, I thought he looked pretty decent. I think he will strengthen West Ham.
Oh, definitely,
for sure.
And West Ham, they've decent result, of course, against Leicester City. I know Leicester.
That was a funny old game.
It was a funny old game, isn't it? They put them to the sword. Leicester away to Norwich on the weekend. They need to get back on the horse, of course, after their hammering in the London Stadium. Mm. Jamie Vardy revealed on the game show A League of Their Own, which you think to yourself, yeah, he'll be a captain of that one day.
Oh, big time. Big time.
Is he charismatic enough?
Well, yeah, does it matter?
The reason the League of Their Own is so successful is because Question of Sport took their eye off the ball.
They did. Yeah.
For years.
Yeah.
For years. If you are going to insist on Phil Tuffnell for that long, you're going to take your after ball.
They wanted Ian Botham, but he's doing trade deals with Australia.
Don't even get me started on Matt Dawson. If you are going to lead your flagship comedy sport panel show on the BBC with Tuffnell and Dawson, and to be fair, I've got nothing against her personally, but a past her best Barker, you're going to get a League of Their Own's going to come in and it's going to fill that vacuum, Marcus. It's going to fill that vacuum and it has done and they deserve the success because they took the chance.
I was with you until you said that about Sue B.
Yeah.
I've got nothing wrong. I've got no beef with it.
Have you heard the new news about Question of Sport?
What?
Paddy McGuinness.
Ah!
Replacing your hated Sue Barker. So you wanted this. Sue Barker's crying now.
Come
and
back,
now we've
Sue.
Got McGuinness.
Come back, Sue. All is forgiven. No likey.
No.
Yeah.
I hear that.
How is Paddy McGuinness getting that job? That is a flagship BBC gig.
Garlic Red.
Something.
That's Peter Kane.
Garlic fucking Red.
You obviously got Charlie Kane as his agent.
maybe he has.
Doors flung open.
I'm hearing that A League of Their Own is the new Athletic. I've subscribed.
Have you?
Yeah.
You have to pay.
It's where you get all of the inside track.
Does the money go straight to people to people who need it most, like Ramesh Ranganathan and Josh Widdicombe?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. What were you saying?
Jamie Vardy. He was on League of Their Own. He said he wants to stay at Leicester until the end of his career. And he said he would snub interest from the likes of Liverpool and Manchester United.
That's just a straw man, though, isn't it? They're suggesting that they've come in for him anyway, have they?
No. Yeah.
He's getting on a bit, isn't he?
I was going to say, yeah.
What's Brother Brendy been up to?
Brother Brendy
That's
said...
That's why we're all here, let's be honest.
Of course.
For goodness sake.
He was talking about Vardy, and of course on the opening day, he said, you saw him last weekend. He was so good. I just love watching him when he's like that. He's a joy to have in the team. He's got that devilment that I love. My goodness.
That's helpful when you're on the football field, but remember when he used to work, while he was playing non-league, he used to play in a medical splint factory. He used to not play, he used to work.
Rodgers or Vardy?
No, it's Vardy, surely.
Vardy, yeah.
You don't want that devilment in the medical splint factory.
I don't trust that.
No.
I don't want Vardy anywhere near that.
I put itching powder in the splint.
Oh, I've turned them all at right angles. That's the opposite of what we need.
I've been devilish again.
Yeah.
See Aberdeen, Scott Brown. Aberdeen went out, didn't they?
They did.
Beaten by Carabag, sadly.
Yeah.
Aberdeen, Scott Brown was interviewed this week about turning to coaching and he spoke about many of the lessons he picked up from Brother Brendan at Celtic. And in the article it said, it's all in notebooks. He wrote down every session. Late at night, he'd remember things Rogers had said, like, this is not a Robbie Williams training session. We're not here to entertain. We're here to work. So he started putting a pad at the side of his bed for when things came back to him.
A fellow Childish Gambino fan, Pete.
Yeah.
Hey, I was at...
you got the backing of Rogers.
I am obsessed.
And Brownie.
I was in Clifden House in Maidenhead.
Oh, yeah.
By the
way, you took your partner there for her birthday, right?
Yeah.
I hope you don't mind me saying. Yeah. I looked up the prices of that place.
Oh, it is obscene.
Unbelievable
obscene,
market.
Right?
The guess amount of money you're spending.
Do you know what? We were wondering what... Because he hadn't had any cosmetics done of late. We were wondering what kind of way Pete was spending his money these days.
Absolutely ridiculous. It was not my choice, but, you know.
I was absolutely stunned. Stunned,
I bought a hot chocolate, sent the room, because I wanted a hot chocolate. £10 for the hot chocolate, £10 delivery service.
That's what I'm talking about, Marcus.
£10.
That's what I'm talking about.
£10. Unbelievable. But... walking around the grounds.
How big was the hot chocolate? Yeah. Was it like a weekend?
Came in the bath, to be fair. Marshmallows everywhere.
Walking around the grounds and stuff, I could hear Robbie Williams. Robbie Williams was definitely doing a gig, right?
Oh, really?
You know I'm obsessed with the fact that he does those under-the-counter oligarch gigs.
Donaldson's Wicked Whisper.
For the Europa Conference League draw.
I could hear Robbie Williams doing a gig, and I was like, he's doing one of those dirty little gigs off book. Because I Googled, I was like, is live events, not doing anything recently.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I could just hear him, because he did three or four songs, Rock DJ and a few others and stuff, and there was loads of people cheering.
Yeah.
And then speaking to the taxi driver, I went, yeah, no, Rock the Moor is down the road. But then I was like, no, he's not on the bill.
Yeah.
And there's not even any Robbie Williams impersonators. There's not even an impersonator there. So what's going on?
Is Barlow knocking out the Robbie Williams hits?
I don't know who's covering him. I just want to know what happened in Maidenhead last Saturday.
Yeah.
Was Robbie Williams or a Robbie Williams impersonator enchanting Maidenhead?
Let's get people in. I mean, we need to put the details on the social media. Yeah. We'll get people on the case. We'll do a bit of citizen journalism here.
Well, the bigger question is, though, is that why wasn't Childish Gambino headlining?
Why wasn't he? Yeah. Why wasn't he, mate?
So what we've learned from this is you took your partner to that place.
Yeah.
You've said it wasn't your choice.
Yeah.
You ordered a hot chocolate to the room.
Which was getting a grand total of £20.
Yeah, and then you just left and went around on a Robbie Williams treasure hunt, on a wild goose chase.
Into the valley.
Can't wait for next year's birthday. Yeah.
What you got planned next year? Childish Gambino.
Yeah, I have to say.
Why are you researching how much I'm paying for a hotel room?
No, because I saw it. I thought it looked nice, and I thought if I had the means and the financial wherewithal,
you have the same means as I do.
I would quite like to take my wife there.
Oh, yeah. I'm fascinated by cars that have Guernsey plates, but that's a message for the other day.
It's also a huge indicator that we need to go for a break.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
I'm bored watching Newcastle.
Oh. Yeah.
Could have had me tying my Guernsey plates there.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble preview show sponsored by Betway, everybody. Right, it's time for emails.
It's going to be a lovely old time. The Football Ramble. Email. It's going to be a sexy,
ripping up a vicious,
sexy wife front.
Sweet.
Sausages.
More Kevin Keegan.
More Carlo Ancelotti.
More sausages.
And less eyebrows.
Is that the emerging lingam?
Party, really strange tempo. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
It's an assault.
It's like it's like a kind of an outtake from People Just Do Nothing in a fever dream. Mm. That's what it sounds like to me. Yeah. Luke Price has been in touch. Hello to you, Luke. He says, this is obviously after the fact that Jim revealed yesterday, in what I think is probably the most stunning news of the entire football
season
so far.
Such a surprise, it came out of nowhere.
That, for those who haven't caught up on yesterday's show, Jim announced that while working in HMV, he may have sold a copy of the Deal or No Deal board game to Alan Kirbishley.
Yeah.
And I texted him out this morning, and he replied saying, mate, there was such a buzz when he walked in. So it was incredible.
Kirbishley was definitely there. We're just trying to determine.
The purchase.
Jerry Francis tried to do a Do You Know Who I Am to a mate in a call centre, try and get a cheaper mobile phone contract once.
Wow.
Do you know who I am?
I once spoke to one of your radio colleagues, Claire Sturgis, in the bank I worked in at the call centre.
No.
There we go.
She's been doing a lot of good work for a long time. She could afford a fancy weekend away.
I can't remember anything about her finances.
So you're mentioning something which wasn't that great about somebody people probably won't know.
Yeah. Have you heard this show before?
Have you got an email?
Because yesterday you spent a lot of time in the 90s.
Great time it was, Luke.
Anyway, Luke Price, he said, I used to operate the click and collect service in a large toy shop in Hull back in 2016.
Right, we're back on track. Mm.
We had a relatively rare set of WWE wrestling figures in stock, and a bunch of the usual folk came in and snaffled them up. Mm. Then one day, a tall chap came in to collect his AJ Styles figure, announcing his surname was Davies.
Ooh.
I handed AJ over and realised I was looking at former Aston Villa man Curtis Davies.
Oh. Derby saviour.
Yeah, we had a great chat, he said, and he seemed eager to shoot off with his new purchase and presumably add it to his collection. Yeah. Now, I've worked with Curtis Davies before. Yeah. Uh-huh. I sent him a text this morning to try and corroborate this story. He has not replied.
Right.
No, stick him in the Clint Hill file. He doesn't like me either.
Shall I text AJ Styles?
Yeah, you could do.
Please do, Peter.
So there we go. That's another little brush with a football player, as per Jim's suggestion yesterday.
Yeah. We got a message from Connor Brennan. When Fabio Barini was at Sunderland, I sold him and his girlfriend a Christmas tree. He looked like he wanted to be anywhere else than in Sunderland buying a Christmas tree. Me too. I don't work there anymore.
Are those things related, do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, he's now in Istanbul, so he's probably going to have to spend a lot longer trying to find that Christmas tree, you'd imagine.
Yeah. We should have kept hold of that one from Sunderland.
Yeah, exactly.
Shout at footballramble.com if you've sold anything to a footballer or somebody from the world of football.
Do you think this is a kind of rich seam to mine? I think people will probably have had quite a lot of brushes with footballers, because when you think about it, there's quite a lot of them around.
Well, they've got to go somewhere to buy stuff, haven't they?
I'm pretty sure I sold Russell Perrott a pair of Umbro shorts when I worked at a sports shop.
Who's Russell Perrott?
I am not sure who Russell Perrott is.
Played for Portsmouth for a bit. Yeah, I mean, don't worry about it, fellas. There's no reason you would know who he was.
Excellent. Right, gentlemen, before we get to Manchester City versus Arsenal, we discovered this week that Kevin Keegan will be making a very rare appearance.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear. He's off he goes.
He's been booked to host the 2021. He's been booked to manage the...
I don't normally like the Kevin Needle.
I have to get this line out. He's been booked to host the 2021 Meat Management Meat Industry Awards in September at the Birmingham Hilton. What could possibly go wrong?
Just a collection of, like,
so, whatever you do, don't eat any of the meat that week.
I think I should probably do this because you're not going to get through it, Marcus.
Far away.
We posted this news on our official Ramble Instagram account, which is at Football Ramble Daily. because they simply will not let us change it. And some of the comments from our listeners are amazing, right? So to reiterate, Big Kev, King Kev, is hosting the 2021 Meat Management Meat Industry Award in September.
Of course he is.
At the Birmingham Hilton, which for some reason makes it funnier.
Yeah. Yes.
Ryan said underneath, and you can tell Bernard Matthews... We'll be watching. We're still fighting for this title. And my personal favourite is from Dan, who says he'll be punched by an unknown assailant while resting on a ribeye.
I will love it if we eat them.
Oh, there'll be people, you know, lobbyists and people kind of who's selling their wares and stuff. The industrial bone cutters and stuff will be in the room.
Yeah.
Aluminium meat slices.
Yeah.
He's going to be.
You know what's
going to
happen? There's going to be a load of like activists, like anti-meat activists, like Morrissey and his lot are going to turn up.
He's
going
to get blood thrown over him or something. Yeah.
No one else
fake
will.
Blood. Yeah. The only thing I could think of was when. I was trying to think of a pun, but the only thing I could think of was when him saying, when you say that about a man like Chewett Pierce. That's the only thing I can think of.
Chew it.
Because you have to chew meat.
Oh, chew it. Right, okay, yeah.
Sorry, Russell, I've got.
That's all right, yeah.
It's difficult.
Is it good that we start the second half of the show with that?
It's good for Marcus.
I'm only hosting the awards. I've not done anything. Yeah. Oh, dear. Well, of course, he used to manage Manchester City. And that's where we go right now.
They're playing
Arsenal. The big news, of course, with Manchester City is whether they can capture the signature of Cristiano Ronaldo. Apparently, he's cleared out his Juventus locker.
Meat locker.
In order to force...
Keegan was in there.
Yeah. In order to force through a move to Manchester City. That's how you do it.
Oh,
Harry.
I'm right. And you would imagine Ronaldo would have that power and you know, Juventus would be like, yeah, all right then, cool.
Yeah, but he's also got George Mendes as his agent.
Yeah, true. Good point. What back has he got? I think Brassel on OTC and on the Rambler as well have been saying that he's loving that idea. And
yeah,
I kind of agree with him.
I'm loving it as well. I think it'll be great.
A fit Aguero, basically.
No, but I sort of think...
Finishing it off.
A part of me loves the idea of Ronaldo teaming up with Guardiola. And you think, and then you go, yeah, but it's the Man City. They're spending loads of money. He's going to score lots of goals. And you think,
But that ship's out, isn't it?
I know.
I mean, there's no point worrying about that now.
I am going to worry
about it. That's not for us to worry about.
No, okay.
I think...
It's for Premier League defences to worry about.
The team that spent the most money this summer so far is Arsenal anyway.
Yeah, and I'm worried about them.
And weirdly, they look a bit worse.
Yeah, I'm worried about them, but for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. I mean, I watch Premier League football more than any other league. I love what Cristiano Ronaldo's been able to achieve in the game. Mm. I would enjoy seeing him back in the Premier League. I don't really have a view on whether, you know, Man City versus Man United debate and all the rest of it. You said yesterday, you know, sometimes players build enough space in between their kind of time at the rival club for it not to be as much of a big deal.
No, I don't think Man United fans will mind.
Because you know what? That conversation came up with a friend of mine. I was at the QPR game last Saturday and we were just chatting at half time and he's a Man United fan. Mm. And he said he would love Brendan Rodgers to be the next manager of Man United. And he was kind of gaming out whether Man United fans generally wouldn't like it because of Liverpool.
But I see what you mean.
By that time, it'll be at least 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. And Liverpool have done so much since then. I think maybe if he'd have won league titles and stuff with Liverpool.
Yeah.
Perhaps. But so,
do you think Cristiano cares that he once played for Man United?
Not a jot. I don't think that at all. And let's be honest, George Mendes will be the one who probably decides and he doesn't give a damn really. But Wayne Rooney said he couldn't see his old teammate risking his Old Trafford legacy with a move to Man City. See, some things are still sacred in football,
I mean,
Peter.
The thing is, Wayne Rooney's got loads on at the moment.
Yeah.
I feel bad that people are asking him this question.
Yeah.
He's got loads to think about.
Just a bad dream he had about Ronaldo.
Excellent internet in the office.
Derby.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mikel Arteta's saying, you know, Arsenal can change the narrative of their season with a win at Manchester City.
Mm. I mean, they can. Isn't there an incredible record? Was somebody saying that on the Ramble this week? 60 years or something? Or 1960s, it was the last time they lost the first three matches of the season.
Yeah. Is that right?
Arsenal,
sounds
which
right.
Is insane.
I mean, I could change the narrative of my life with a lottery win.
Yeah, that, exactly.
I mean, it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Mm. No, that's right, yeah.
But sometimes in the Premier League, sometimes... You go into a game like this and you think, this is going to be great. And I'll be honest, part of the reason I'm watching this is because it's going to be an absolute car crash. And Man City are going to smash eight past them and it's going to be horrific.
Yeah.
But also, you won't be able to tear your eyes away from it. Mm. But
rarely happens, does it?
No, a lot of the time you end up, it's just like it's a 1-1 or something, or a 0-0 or something like that. So you never know. Mm. Of course, Arsenal have got a chance, but that they've lost their last eight games in a row against Man City, I think.
Yeah.
In the league, I think.
Yeah, no, it's not great, is it? I mean, I do sort of worry for Arsenal, but then if they did beat Manchester City... Would it then give them a false hope, like Norwich had that time, of course, when they beat Man City and then they ended up getting relegated?
Yes.
Are Arsenal going to get relegated?
In my
if
mind,
they beat Manchester City on the weekend.
In my mind, Norwich...
I worry about Norwich.
Celebrated the whole season after that.
Yeah. Obviously, they're playing Leicester this weekend. I do worry a bit about Norwich because it seems to be like... Mind you, having said that, their opening two games have been Liverpool and Man City, so it's kind
exactly.
of good to get them out of the way.
I love Norwich as a club.
I know.
They were a great team when we were growing up. But do you remember that season, the one you're talking about there? We had to sit, us non-Norwich fans, had to sit through a whole season of Norwich fans insisting Norwich were really good.
Yeah.
And they never won.
No.
And they never won any games.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was kind of weird.
It was a bit weird, yeah. They don't want to become... seen more as a yo-yo side. You know, Fulham are a bit like that as well. Mm. And like last season, again, it was going, Fulham are doing okay. It's going to click. No, it hasn't clicked. Oh, they're down.
But so, you'd always obviously think that Arsenal have got enough not to have that kind of issue.
Well.
But I mean, the way this plays out for them is it either massively gets turned around under Arteta, which I don't think is realistically going to happen, or at some point they're going to limp on with him. So basically, the main two things that could happen, I think, will happen at Arsenal. They'll limp on with him and do what they did last season, or they'll change the manager. Mm. And that in itself is a gamble.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting season for Arsenal, for sure.
There's a lot of topics they've got to get right, much like Norwich City.
Absolutely.
Although, would it be the most Arsenal thing if Manchester City get Cristiano Ronaldo in and then he scores a hat-trick against them on the weekend?
I don't think that's likely.
It'd be a quick turnaround.
He'd
have to do it today.
He would. Well,
they'll probably do it straight after this fucking show, won't he?
Yeah, you'd say so, yeah. Well, if you want to hear more about all the moves in the transfer market across Europe, then get over to On the Continent on Football Ramble Presents. Andy and Dotton were joined by Miguel Delaney for the latest on killing Mbappe, of course. That's a huge one. And Ronaldo himself. And they checked in with Jose Mourinho's Roma, who marched through last night in Europe as well. Right, it's now time for Four to Score.
It is indeed time for Betway's Four to Score, entry into which is absolutely free. Each week, just pick the first goal, score it in Betway's four selected matches for your chance to win the weekly 50 grand.
Ooh.
Make sure, though, or do you want to do a proper ooh, go on then?
Okay. In the style of Prince.
Ew.
Make sure your selections are submitted before the first game and further T's and C's apply. Game one is the aforementioned Liverpool v Chelsea Saturday tea time. Marcus Speller, it's over to you. I suspect you might be picking a player with the same initials as you.
Mohamed Salah.
I was right. Good choice.
Thanks.
Game number two is Burnley v Leeds. Chillingly, Pete Donaldson's up for this one. Mm. So how are you going to derail us this week, Pete?
What do you mean? Dwight McNeil.
Okay.
He played all right against Liverpool. I think he'll play quite well in this match.
There we go.
Well, we
if
know
he doesn't
that,
go to another club very quickly.
We know that obviously this is quite tricky because we've never actually come in with all our answers.
Yeah.
But whenever we go for the obvious ones, right, we'll pick the striker for that game. So you've got to have a little curvy ball in
there. I'm pleased Pete's picked a player that will play.
Yes.
Okay, fair dues, yeah.
Game number three is Spurs v Watford. I'm going to this game, actually. But let's hear what Vish thinks will be the first goal scorer.
My first goal scorer is going to be Dele Alli. Feels like he's onto something now. It might have something to do with someone not being there at Spurs. But, he's playing, which is helpful. I thought about Harry Kane. I'm not going to go with Harry Kane. I'm going to go with Dele Alli, first goal scorer in Spurs v Watford.
Vish in transit when he's
it sounds
that.
Like he's in a public baths.
He sounded in transit. He sounded it like he was in transit. It sounded like his focus was elsewhere.
Yeah, thanks for squeezing us in, Vish. Game number four, Wolves v Man United. It's my pick. I've gone for Paul the Pog Pogba.
Oh, yeah.
For fairly obvious reasons, I think.
Yeah.
So in summary, our four selections are Mo Salah, Dwight McNeil, Dele Alli and Paul Pogba. If you want to play along, make sure your selections are submitted before the first game. And you can play for free at betway.com/four to score. Further T's and C's apply. And chiefly remember, you must be over the age of 18 to gamble and do gamble responsibly. And if you want more information on that, head to begambleaware.org. Okay, everyone. I think it's my favourite matchup in the whole Ramble cinematic universe for this game. Mm. It's time for this. It's one of those games that's quite difficult to explain, but you'll get it as soon as you start hearing it. It's time indeed to get your head in the freezer and some fire in your belly. Fire in the belly, head in the freezer.
Yeah.
It's Luke's game.
Ew!
Peter.
That's the easy cover by Faith No More.
Ew!
I'm excited.
Do you want to put your laptop down, Peter?
That came from out of nowhere.
Sorry, yeah.
Laptop down. I can see Marcus's screen, so that's okay. Uh-huh. Peter, you...
He's got two screens.
Yeah.
Outrageous.
They're both fine. okay. I can see them.
Hands are under my thighs, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't like it.
Yeah.
He's wearing a Google Glass.
If we're still playing this game in like 3 years' time, you'll be in straitjackets and everything.
Yeah.
Right, but you get to go first because you are the lower ranked player.
Thank you.
Marcus, how did you get on last week?
Lost, didn't I?
Lost to Vish. That's right. It's a close one, though.
Very close.
So, Pete, chance to get Marcus while he's down. Yeah. Or will Marcus be like a wounded tiger?
I have no concept about that.
Yeah. Okay. What would you do if you encountered a wounded tiger just in the...
Invite it to tea, the book.
Oh.
Yeah, nice. Mm.
I'd call the police.
I thought you said you'd take it to the Meat Industry Meat Awards.
Yes.
As your guest. Yeah. Right, the first players play for seven clubs, Peter. You all know the rules by now. Seven clubs. He is Tom Heaton.
Oh,
Tommy Heaton.
Lordy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Tom Heaton, seven clubs in total.
Two.
Okay. Marcus?
I'll push the boat out and say, I'll go for it, four.
Four. Can you do five?
No, I cannot do five.
So, Marcus, one at a time, Marcus. Please name the four of the seven clubs that Tom Heaton's played for.
I may have messed this up, but why not ever enjoy myself on a Friday? Aston Villa.
Correct.
Burnley.
Obviously correct.
Now, I'm sure he played a game for them. Manchester United?
He hasn't
played a game.
As yet, he hasn't played a game.
The other one I was going to say was Royal Antwerp.
That's also a weird one because he went there on loan, but I don't think he played for them either.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
There's no romance in this game.
No.
You've got to dirty your boots, haven't you?
So you could have had Swindon Town, Cardiff City, Rochdale, Wickham, Cardiff, Bristol City, Burnley and Aston Villa.
Yeah.
I am a turgid player this game because I just watch Marcus overcompensate or he gets too overconfident.
He overthinks it all the time. He's like Pep Guardiola in a late Champions League game.
Do you think? There we are, you see.
So point to Peter.
Yeah.
Chance for an upset here, Peter.
Point Peter at the Percy.
Yeah. There we go. Marcus, you're first this time, though. I think you've got a chance to bounce back here.
Here we go.
This player's played for five clubs in total.
Five.
He's still playing.
Ooh.
Still playing now. He is Mesut Ozil.
Mesut. Ooh.
I think you probably want to be going for all five here, don't you?
Do I?
Up to you.
Mesut Ozil, eh? Mesut. I am going to go for four.
Four, okay. So, Pete, your only choice is to go for all five.
I cannot do all five. That's insane. Marcus Speller, can you name them?
Name four.
Arsenal.
All right. Let me get your farmy button.
Real Madrid.
True.
Fenerbahce, is that?
True.
Werder Bremen.
Very good.
Well done.
That's four out of five. The one you missed was Schalke.
Ah, okay. Do you know what? It was either Schalke or Werder Bremen.
Started his career at Schalke. Point of admin, actually, I think Tom Heaton had eight clubs, not seven there, but it doesn't affect the outcome.
Yeah, I was going to say.
People are going to tweet in and fucking bother.
Null and void!
I was going to say.
Yeah.
You weren't going to say.
That's handy for me, because if I end up losing this game, I will be chanting null and void.
Right, so the next player, Pete, you get to go first. He's played for nine clubs in total. We've talked about him today already.
Okay.
He's just had a great bit of news this week.
Mm-hmm.
He's been brought into the England squad. He is Patrick Bamford.
Bammers.
Nine clubs, weirdly.
That is weird. And really unhelpful for me.
No, because it increases the percentage chance of you getting a guess right.
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm going to go for two.
You're going to go for two?
Two. Two.
To me, this is a trading match.
Oh, did you hear that, Dawson?
What?
I'm going to go for six.
Whoa! Step Marcus!
People
this
are desperate
insanity.
For you to fail here. Desperate for you to fail.
I know they are.
People are. Do you want, for admin reasons, do you want to do seven? I can tell you, I need to give you the option.
It would be like the end of Indiana Jones where he can't step on the wrong bit of pavement. And so, of course, I'm not going to do that. I want to win this.
Yeah.
Head in the freezer, fire in the belly. I'm making Marcus do all the
tell
work.
Tell you what, he could be calling him Buster Douglas at the end of this.
So you're going six?
Yeah, I'll go six.
Okay.
Right.
Let me find my list.
I'm playing the opponent, Luke.
That's not a bad thing to do. One at a time, then six of the nine clubs that Patrick Bamford's played for.
Leeds United.
That's correct.
Middlesbrough.
Yes. 2. It's a long way to go here.
Burnley.
Very good. 3.
Crystal Palace.
4.
Marcus.
Norwich City.
5.
And
one more.
Oh, I've forgotten the last one. Can I be reminded of the clubs I've said? Sorry.
Yeah.
So can you tell me them? Because I know if I say double, then I'm
Leeds.
Mm-hmm.
Middlesbrough.
Yep.
Burnley.
Yeah.
Norwich City.
Oh, Nottingham Forest.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Sorry, I couldn't. I know you're a bit harsh with that, and I thought, have I said Nottingham Forest? Oh, yet?
Marcus. I'm blown away by that.
I thought you were going to say Chelsea. They didn't play for Chelsea.
No. I thought about Chelsea. I thought, oh no.
There for 5 years, we didn't play for them.
Yeah.
So that's 2-1. So you're 1 up with 2 to play.
What were his other 3 clubs?
Yeah, sure. I should do all of them, shouldn't I? Nottingham Forest didn't play for Chelsea.
Yeah.
MK Dons.
Oh.
Derby County.
Oh.
Middlesbrough Palace, Norwich, Burnley, Middlesbrough again, and Leeds United.
And Schalke.
And all right.
There we go. So 6 clubs for the next player. Marcus, you get to go first. He is still playing. Mm-hmm. So it's quite an interesting one, this, because you will be familiar with him, but I think it's quite a tough one. It's Shinji Kagawa.
Oh.
6 clubs in total.
I've got to play with a straight bat and say 2.
2.
Yeah.
Peter?
3.
Yes, Pete! Yes!
Oh, go on, name me 3.
All right then, Peter. The chance to go 2-all, 3 of the 6 clubs that Shinji Kagawa's played for. Loving this.
That's basically where I thought, you know what, I've had a bit of fun there. I'm really glad I went first for that one.
Go on then, Peter.
He's at the same club as...
Sarasota
Osaka.
Say again?
Sarasota Osaka.
Very good.
Oh, he's right.
That's where he started his
come
career.
On, come on. That's impressive, that.
Vissel Kobe? Fuck's sake.
Which, of course, means...
Marcus Spellwinza.
Yeah, I mean...
Could have probably gone for the Western clubs, couldn't I?
Yeah. Listeners everywhere will be frustrated with the idea that you got Sarasota Osaka, but didn't name Borussia Dortmund or Manchester United.
When you got that, I thought, oh, we're going to a fifth round here.
Yeah, and you can.
What's his other Japanese club? Where is he now?
Besiktas, Zaragoza, and he's now at PAOK.
Oh.
Who I believe are in Greece.
Oh, there you go.
And the final one, which Pete, you'd have gone first with, was Colo Touré. 5 clubs. Colo Touré.
Colo.
I'm going to go for 2.
Well, I would play it safe and go 3 then. I'm a bit disappointed that I can't go 4.
No, I'm going 4.
Go on then, do your 3.
Oh, no, I'll go 4.
Go on then, Marcus.
All right, do your 4 then.
Arsenal. Liverpool. Celtic. And then Manchester City.
Yeah, there we go.
Four.
So that's 4-1.
What was the other one?
ASEC Mimosas.
Yeah.
What a lovely name.
But
where
a lovely
was
time
that?
There by the sounds of it. Yeah.
Magic. Yeah. Mimosas are delicious.
Yeah.
Well, let's go and get some now.
They are a club in Ivory Coast.
Yeah. Makes sense. Makes sense, ladies and gentlemen. It all makes sense in the end, you see. And that is the end of the Football Ramble. So there we are. Thank you very much for listening to the Football Ramble Preview Show, sponsored by Betway. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, spent after that.
Yeah, good one.
Takes it out of you after a long week.
In the words of Leonardo, it's unacceptable and illegal what you did to me there.
Yeah,
we can just
and
relax.
Not correct.
Which Leonardo DiCaprio was that? Probably. My giddy aunt. Yeah. Right then, everybody, enjoy the football. We'll see you very, very soon. Thank you very much, Luke Moore.
Yeah, enjoy the Meat Industry Meat Awards. see you at the Birmingham Hilton.
Thanks very much, Pete Donaldson.
Get a sausage.
And do try the veal. Actually, no, don't. It'll give you food poisoning.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes
without the ads.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit. And he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.